Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me is Zeke Blackwell, the director of the Young Performers Theater, here to talk about this upcoming performance of The Reluctant Dragon. Zeke, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So we've had, a couple weeks ago, we had your older cohort in to talk about tragedy. What's it?
Failure.
A love story. Yes.
Yeah. Which we just closed like 3 days ago. We had, you know, many of you out there know we had to postpone that show a weekend, but I'm glad that we still got to do it. So now back to back, we're jumping into our little students.
Yeah. So your younger cohort, your second through sixth graders, are going to be putting on The Reluctant Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, what is the tale of The Reluctant Dragon?
Yeah. The Reluctant Dragon, it's actually based on a short story by Kenneth Graham. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because he wrote The Wind in the Willows. And he also wrote this story, The Reluctant Dragon. And this is an adaptation of that story. Mm-hmm. But the general idea of the story is that it's set in, a time long ago and far away. And there's these dragons that are a little bit rare or maybe extinct, and everybody believes them to be ferocious, terrible creatures who will, do terrible things to humans and are greedy and nasty and mean. And there are these two young boys whose names are Widget and Hairy Toes. and the two of them stumble upon a dragon in a cave and are shocked to discover that this dragon is absolutely nothing like all of the stories that they have heard.
Mm-hmm.
This dragon is gentle and kind and is interested in drinking tea and playing Scrabble and reading books and being cozy. And so their worldview is kind of shaken. But word gets out about this dragon and the queen of the land, Queen Fancy Pants, decrees that this dragon, who of course is terrible,
Everyone knows
what
dragons
everybody
are terrible.
Knows, yeah. That this dragon must be slain, and so they bring in Saint George, the mighty knight, to come and slay the dragon. And so the story is about these two young boys trying to figure out a way to kind of save their dragon and from a fate that it doesn't deserve.
Oh wow. That's and you described it before we went on air is a silly story with a good heart.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. A silly story with a sweet heart, because especially this adaptation, it's got all of these different groups of characters. There's these old folks who kind of act as narrators and storytellers, and there's the grody gobsters who are the local bullies who make fun of Widget and Hairy Toes, and then there's these villagers, and there's these shepherds, and there's gurus. They travel to the top of Chili Mountain to ask advice for how to save their dragon, and so there's all these kind of shenanigans that happen along the way, but at its core, it's about kind of a story about challenging your assumptions about what you think about people, especially people that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, at our core, most of us are simple creatures who just want friends.
Right. Oh, that sounds like a delightful story, and wrapped in a pretty fun and silly package.
Mm-hmm.
For that delivery, and for this age group, the second through sixth graders,
mm-hmm.
This is a fun age group to work with,
because
this is their first time performing alongside kids they're probably in their veteran status, I'm sure they would say, of they've already had 3, 4, 5 performances under their belt. So how has that dynamic been, these newbies coming in with these seasoned performers?
Yeah, it's really gratifying to see these fifth and sixth graders who I know not that long ago were the fresh-faced actors who didn't have a clue what was going on and felt kind of lost and confused. And now watching them be the more experienced students in the group and get the chance to kind of be role models for those second and third graders who have never done this before, and act as leaders in the room, even if they don't know it sometimes.
Right.
But they are. And it's a great age group to work with. They're super energetic and rambunctious and playful, which is really lovely to have that energy on stage. And sometimes, we got to manage it in off stage, but
right.
But they're sweet kids. And I'm excited for all of them, for the ones that I have at least half a dozen kids in this show who have never been on stage before. And so this weekend it'll be their debut.
Awesome.
And then, yeah, like you said, we've got some veterans on the way too.
And you, how big is the cast for The Reluctant Dragon?
We have 27 students, grades 2 through 6.
Wow. Yeah. And yeah, with all the fun different character groups you have within the cast, that I have imagined those fun little cohorts running around with their own little group identities.
Yes.
Those little, I don't want to call them little gangs, but the little cliques. So they're little.
There's different little character groups that have, you know, different characterizations and different things they get up to in the show. And they all intersect at these certain moments. You know, there's a big fight at the end between St. George and the dragon. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun stuff. And this is also a fun chance for another parallel program that's been happening with YPT of a theater tech program that's been happening. You're having some of these tech students helping out on the, not on stage, but the ever important offstage stuff happening.
Exactly, yeah.
Tell us about what these tech program students have been getting up to.
Yeah, so Rach Roach, our technical manager, has been running a kind of a companion program, a tech program. And right now we have two students who have been pretty serious about tech and have a decent amount of experience. And one of them is actually designing the lights for the show, which is fun and exciting. Last year, we had a student do the costume design for Annie, but this is the first time I've had a student kind of take charge of a lighting design, and that's been super fun. And then the other student is working as our assistant scenic designer. And so between the two of them, they're really very responsible for kind of the visual world of the show and what you'll see on stage and how the actors are illuminated and like plug into the world. So it's been awesome to work with them and to see them grow over time and to take on this more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, if there's anybody else out there listening who thinks like, oh, you know, acting is not for me, I don't like to be, that feels stressful and scary, I don't want to be on stage, but I like storytelling, I like visual design, mm-hmm. then theater tech is a great place to be, you know, whether that's working with lighting or audio or scenery or costumes or just literally being the people backstage helping make sure that the show runs smoothly. That's all super important.
Yeah, cannot be understated of how important the tech crew is backstage. Plays would not happen at all without them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like of so many times we've been backstage on with community theater performances mm-hmm. of I've definitely come off stage slightly befuddled, not sure, trying to remember what I'm supposed to do next. And there's been someone in tech being like, you're supposed to go here.
Thank you.
Making sure that, yes, thinking on my behalf when it needs to happen.
We love our techies. Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, that's so great that program has taken hold and mm-hmm. that these students get to help design the lights and the set for a whole show. How fun to actually see that actually happen, not just, you know, on pen and paper mm-hmm. or in theory, but to see it actually put on stage. And in speaking of on stage, when can folks come see The Reluctant Dragon?
Great question. You all out there, you have 3 chances to come see this show, and we would love to see you there to support our young performers and budding artists in the community. So you can join us Friday night, Saturday night at 7 p.m., or you can come Sunday afternoon for our matinee performance. Sunday afternoon, it'll be at 2 p.m. And all of those performances are at the Odess Theater. You can get tickets ahead of time at fineartscamp.org, or you can also get tickets at the door.
Awesome. And this is the end of this YPT season.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are students who are interested in taking part either on stage or backstage with the tech program, they can get ready, be inspired over the summer months, and it'll start up again come September.
In September, okay. Yeah. Usually we start right after Labor Day.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, Zeke Blackwell, thank you again for directing another group of kids to enjoy the wonders of theater.
Thanks
The Reluctant
for
Dragon. Yes, yeah, sorry. It's been great having you. The Reluctant Dragon is happening Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. at Otis Theater. Thanks, Zeke, for coming in.
Thanks.